Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To watch your Kansas Jayhawks.
I did. I was sitting at Circa. There was, because the Chiefs, we all know, were in town, you had plenty of people from the area. So you had a good mix of KU and K-State fans watching the game at Circa as that game was going on. And it created a pretty fun environment. You had that at the same time as the World Series game going on, as LSU A&M going on. So constantly there was cheering, and you almost had to, like, it was almost overstimulating for a moment there, just based off of everything that was happening in some of these football games. But that was one. And yet again, Kansas in the fourth quarter, Cody, we've seen this all season long. They can't close the deal. Happened again, this time in Manhattan, and it's now 16 straight
season
wins
theme
for Kansas State over the Jayhawks.
First off,
16 straight.
I'm actually really happy for Kansas State, because I was pretty worried that for a season that started locally where all three teams, I thought, had a legitimate case to be made, that they had a chance to make the college football playoff, with Kansas State and Missouri having the best chance, but both to do it. Missouri got killed by Alabama. Their backup quarterback stinks. Pyle?
Pine.
Pine. Can't remember his name. Call him Gomer Pyle out here. Pine, he stinks. So, you know, Brady Cook was trying to come back from the injury. We understand what happened, but they got cooked by Alabama. So in their two biggest games so far, Missouri's lost roughly 100-0 in their two biggest games this year. And Kansas's season fell apart early with I'm sure they got like a 99% win probability in like seven straight games and keep losing them all. So for K-State to get the win, at least one local team is still alive, still has a chance. God, would that have been good enough for you? Like, as a Kansas fan, knowing where the season went, the win against K-State is like, you know what? Not bad a year. Ruined their season, so problem solved. When you're a bad team, ruining someone's season can be enough.
I think not to the full extent what you just said. Would it have been enjoyable for Kansas fans? Would it have been great to ruin their season if you're a Kansas fan? Sure. Would it have been okay, good enough? No, because Kansas's initial expectation this year was to have all this momentum, and obviously with the stadium and everything going on, and to potentially get to a Big 12 title game. So no, I don't think that would have made the season. Would fans have felt really good and obviously enjoyed spoiling it? Absolutely. So I don't think it was a season maker. I mean, they still would have been a 3-win football team. But that was that game, it was a really good football game. But how many times have we seen, Cody, where it's just special teams mistakes? You know, the kid that caught the ball with the foot out of bounds at the one, you know, dumb mistakes, missed extra point. Like, that's, you can't win on the road against a team as good as Kansas State when you make those kind of mistakes. They still had a chance to win it after those mistakes too. But it was one of those games where I think it just makes this season even more frustrating, because they've lost.
They could have won every game they've lost.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the name of the game, right? Like, you have to seal the deal. But yeah, I mean, you would think they would have got one or two of them, and they just haven't.
There's numbers that have come out. Derek Johnson on Twitter, D Johnson Radio, has said these numbers. At the peak of the probability of win percentage that Kansas had in all of their losses, the odds of them going 0-6 in those games are 1 in 50,000. So, Kansas has found a way to somehow lose all the games. The worst percentage chance to win was the Arizona State game, and that was 74% chance, and they didn't figure it out. I don't know how they keep doing it, honestly. It's like they're almost reinventing new ways on how to lose the game.
They've been poorly coached at times, man. That's the thing.
They should have been up 14-0 too, with that drop touchdown.
Yep. Poor execution. Ultimately, the players have to execute, but, you know, as great of a job as Lance Leipold, of course, has done, turning around the program and all that, they have not been a well-coached team this year in so many instances. On the flip side, let's give K-State some love. You know, here's what they got. I mean, they're sitting there with BYU and Iowa State. We know they got a chance to play Iowa State coming up. They lost to BYU, but that loss looked, you know, quote unquote, better and better because of the situation. They get a layup game this week against Houston. then Arizona State, Cincy, and then the big one that ultimately is going to decide whether they get most likely get in the Big 12 title game, depending on if BYU slips up and stuff, is the K-State-Iowa State game. But the schedule softens up the next 3 weeks for Kansas State.
It sure looks like it's going to come down to that one. Based on how many wins are in there, maybe you could get away with that loss, but it would take a lot of other special circumstances. And we just know, if you're not even in the Big 12 title game, I don't know how you get to the college football playoff. There's a scenario, just based on how the SEC has been down this year a little bit, there's a scenario that two teams from the Big 12 make the college football playoff, both teams who play in the conference title game. I don't think I would rule that out, but I do think you have to get in there. Look, I think sometimes people want to, and this is like the difference between like if you've covered the Chiefs versus this, it'd be easy to be like, how did you let Kansas almost beat you on your home field with a team with two wins? We all know Kansas is saltier than a two-win team for the same reasons we just mentioned. Avery Johnson, in the biggest moment of their season to date, came through big. He led them on the drive. They got them the win. That's all you can ask for out of a team. And they have been the opposite of Kansas, and they found a lot of ways to win late, even in games in which they trailed. And so,
just win.
Kudos. They've won. They'll give themselves a chance at the college football playoff as a result of that. So,
yeah, I think that's part of the beauty of the 12 in a way, is that you can find a, like, there's, you can call it a mulligan if you want to, but if you find ways to win games that matter in, as it pertains to making your conference title game, where if you're Kansas State, it doesn't matter how you make the game. If you make the Big 12 title game, you just find a way to get there, and you're giving yourself a shot to make the college football playoff.
It's probably one of the few things we've talked as a bright side for the 12-team playoff format for the college football playoff is style points used to matter in college football, and that's stupid. I'm sorry. That's a stupid way to operate. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't beat Florida State by 30. You only won by 14. See you in next year's college football playoff.
Yeah.
That's a terrible way to operate. Did I win the football game or did I not win the football game? I was on my home field. Kansas gave us a fight. We got the dub. Give us our shot. That's all you're asking for a lot of times in college football. And for the longest time, style points were a huge part of the way
you
people judge
teams,
and rank units, because you only had four, right?
Multiple teams with very similar resumes. I mean, you have to get into the specifics of what differentiates a team. And in some cases in the past, and it still might come up this year, how did you perform? Now, I've said it, I think you agree with me, which is this year, however it shakes out in 12 teams, whoever's team 13 or team 14, I really don't want to hear you whining that you didn't get in if you're the 13th or 14th. Give me a break. Like, we got 12 spots here.
100%.
I guess 11 if you're not a group of five.
I will say this. Notre Dame, they only have one loss. Northern Illinois lost to Ball State this weekend, and they're 4-4 or 4-5, whatever the hell their record
is. How the heck do they beat
Notre Dame? I made my stance. You can't lose to Northern Illinois and be in a college football playoff. Get out of here.
Notre Dame are 8th in the country.
Way too gross.
Notre Dame are 8th in the country.
I know.
To me, that loss, I'm sorry, is worth. There should be two lost teams that are ahead of Notre Dame. I know it's only one loss, but you lost at home to Northern Illinois. They stink. The losses have to mean as much as the wins do in this same situation, where depending on who you lose to, they shouldn't even be top 10.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.